Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
What's the oldest cemetery in Knoxville? Where is it? Who is buried there first and when? What are some of the stories of these early settlers in Knoxville? Let's go in depth with Carla Hebler, Marla Suter, and Bev Jones with the Marion County Pioneer Cemetery Commission. Well, we're standing at an old cemetery just west of the VA in Knoxville. Tell us a little bit of the story about this, would you, Carla?
The name of the cemetery is Schlotterbeck. The first burials here was Yehu Jones and an infant Jones in 1845. There's approximately 23 burials here, we believe. There's names like Schlotterbeck, Jones, a few Blacks, Clark, Edwards, Elders. Most of them are all family related or neighbors that were in this area. We believe that Jones had a homestead back in this area then. That's what started the cemetery. The Marion County Pioneer Cemetery Commission was here a couple of weeks ago. We've started to restore this cemetery. The stones were being covered over with grass and disappearing. So we came in and we've begun the restoration work on the stones here.
And you mentioned a Yehu Jones, and that's spelled, I saw on the stone, J-E-H-U.
Correct, yes.
Okay, and Bev, you're related some way?
Yes, my husband, Bob Jones, I call this Jehu Jones. That would have been his great-great-grandfather.
We don't really know how it was pronounced.
We always called it Jehu.
Jehu. Well, it's an unusual name.
Yeah. Yes, it is. And then he married Anna Maple. And there are three other burials in here that are sisters of Anna Maple in this cemetery.
Now, tell us again. Now I'm in trouble. It's either
Jehu. Just say Yehu.
Jehu or Yehu. All right. He was the first one buried here. Is that right?
Yes.
And when was that? Let's do that again.
1845.
He died in 45.
Yep. March 1st, 1845.
Well, that's right at the founding of Knoxville, right?
Almost before, yeah.
A little bit before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. His son, John, a lot of the research I've done on it says he was one of the first white men buried around the area. John worked for a fur trading company. We believe that Jehu was one of the first white men buried here.
Do we know how old he was?
He was, let's see here, 48 years, 2 months.
Do we know how he died?
No.
No. Well, what a story.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about the Schlotterbeck Cemetery with Carly Hebler, Marla Suter, and Bev Jones with the Marion County Pioneer Cemetery Commission. Well, what else do we know, Marla?
Well, in addition to the burials that were here starting in 1845 and going to, 1870s was the last of that group of burials. And then there were two additional burials in the 1900s. There was one in 1916 and there was one in 1918. And both of those people were inmates at the State Hospital for the Inebriates, which went on to become, in 1920, the VA hospital.
Okay, so two people were buried here from the hospital.
From the hospital.
Well, that's a sad case, isn't it?
It is. It is a sad case.
Well, and you showed me an old obituary of one of those, didn't you?
Right. The names of those people were Franklin Edwards and M.M. Mahoney. We have no record yet of the M.M. Mahoney other than from the cemetery, the funeral home. that says he was buried here. There's an obituary for Franklin Edwards. You can find it on findagrave.com, but and also at the Historical Society. It's very sad. He died here alone. His sons in Oskaloosa didn't come claim his body. They didn't come to see him. He died alone, very much alone, and they didn't come claim it or anything. So he was buried here with the minister in an unmarked grave. They never marked it with a stone or anything, and just the minister said words over it, and somewhere in here he's here, but we don't know where.
Well, and the story was written in old-time language, and they were just wringing every tear and sorrow they could out of that, weren't they? Boy,
yes.
It was very moving. They aren't written like that very often anymore. Okay, and Bev, do you have any other relatives out here, do you think?
No, not in this cemetery, no. I mean, just Jehu and his wife, and then the two sisters of Hannah are buried out here.
Do we know any more about any of them?
Well, Jehu's son was Isaac Jones, and he lived around in this area, and he is buried at the Little Flock Cemetery.
Where's that?
Well, that would be northwest of here on John Murphy Farm. It's in Knoxville Township, and he is buried there. And then his Isaac's son, George, is buried at the North Cemetery, which they call it Greenwood now. And then they eventually came. I live on the farm where George Jones lived.
And it was George Washington Jones.
Uh-huh. Wow.
And then they were connected with the Ruckmans, which would have been, and the Ruckmans owned a lot of ground around where I live.
And after a while, people were buried close. They're all dispersed, so they were buried closer to where their farms were. Is that it?
Yes.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the Schlotterbach Cemetery with Carly Hebler, Marla Suter, and Bev Jones with the Marion County Pioneer Cemetery Commission. This was the original city cemetery you were telling me.
That's what we believe, that it had started here, and then at some point in time they decided that the road was going to come through here.
All right, and so we're talking Pleasant as it goes in front of the VA out to 92.
Correct. And so then they started burying over at what we now know as Graceland, and that became the city cemetery.
So this is the old city cemetery, and Graceland comes later. And so that explains why we don't see a lot of the earliest dates over in Graceland. Is that right?
That's what we believe.
So there wasn't a road through here? I can't imagine. I guess I'm trying to figure out how they got through town and what the main roads were. Pleasant was it.
92, before they went along this cemetery, but then there was a hill and a curve west. You know those houses that are west of Knoxville?
Mm-hmm.
There's four or five houses out there. That was the old 92 before they went past those houses, before they rebuilt the road.
Okay, so the old road just had a slightly different path.
Yeah, and I think the old road actually went on that side of the cemetery.
On what side?
The north side.
North side.
Uh-huh.
So a little bit of a mystery here,
mm-hmm,
as to why they would put it over there.
And we think all of this ground, both sides of the road, belonged to first the Home for the Blind and then the State Hospital for the Inebriates. They had 300 acres when it was the Home for the Blind before they were done. They ended up, and then when it came this Inebriate Hospital, they put in the water tower because the town didn't want them using their water. So they had to dig a well and put in their own water. They were pretty much self-sufficient. You know, they had a farm. There was farm building.
The Inebriates.
Inebriates, and the Home for the Blind before that. The Home for the Blind, they were not welcome pretty much in town either once they got here. They were real happy to get them to come in, but then after they were here, they decided they didn't want the blind people in town. And some of the blind they were allowed to marry, but they didn't like that, so they made them leave the grounds, and they actually had to go build little shack houses in town because they wouldn't let them stay on the grounds, being married and blind.
Wow, how tragic is that? Isn't it amazing how we change our what's normal and and accepted? That's a terrible, sad story.
Yeah, I found a a huge history on the blindness in Iowa, and it tells about how they had the big bands going through town and everything when they were trying to get the hospital here or the home here. And before it was all said and done, they were not welcome in town. So they closed it in 1900. They thought about putting in a normal school. It sat empty for 2 years, kind of like it is right now, trying to decide what to do with it. And then they turned it into the home for the inebriates.
So they didn't like the blind folks, but
they didn't like the inebriates either, and it didn't last very long.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, history's got a lot of sad stories.
And then we get in our veterans, and it's not everybody in town liked the veteran because it was a psychiatric hospital. They weren't always allowed everywhere in town either.
Wow.
So.
Well, what else do we know about this cemetery?
Well, let's see. Other than we are trying to restore it now, we've got Larry Davis from Des Moines coming down to give us some quotes on stone repair.
And he's an expert, isn't he?
Yes, he is. He's done many, many cemeteries in the county and state.
And so if people come out to see it, there's a little bit being dug up here. You're just recovering the stones and trying to let the bases be exposed so that work can be done.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, it looks like moles have been in here, but it's just the cemetery commission at work. So.
Well, and are you recording everything that you see on the inscriptions?
Yes, yes. A lot of it was done in the cemetery book of 1976. I think all the information that they had in the cemetery book we're still finding here. There's very little of it that hasn't been found now that the stones are being dug back up.
How many stones do you think you're missing?
So far, we've found 23. We've found everybody that's listed. There's one stone that has the date they died, but there's never been a name. Even in 1976, we didn't have the name for that. It was a person that died 58 years, 1 month, 2 days. They died in February of 1868. So if anybody would know a death date of 12 February 1868, buried here, we need a name.
Well, there's only, I'm counting, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stones standing, then some different kinds of markers in the back. Everything else is down. Is that vandalism or just normal nature?
I think normal wear and tear. They tip over, they fall over. Once they're down, they're covered over with grass. As far as we know, I don't think there's been any vandalism out here. It was pretty well
protected.
Yeah. There's never been cattle or anything running in here. So, yeah, I think it's just, weak bases and they break over and break off. And it's very old.
We were digging around Jehu Jones. We dug a long ways down till you get to the base of that stone.
So they're planted pretty deep?
Well, I think the ground is probably settled, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. It's kind of on
around the base. But the stone was broke off, and it was broke down in there, but it was really deep.
Mm-hmm. And so maybe with time, organic, maybe there's been some soil building here?
Well,
yeah. Since 1845, he was the first one here, so there'd probably be a lot of erosion, that type of thing covering in. But
well, it's easy to get hooked on this study of cemeteries, isn't it? I mean, there's a fascinating stories to be told and learned.
There is, and the Pioneer Cemetery Commission we're working on several cemeteries around the area. We're always looking for people who would like to join our group. It's totally free to join. We meet on the last Monday of the month, March through November, at the fire station, the volunteer fire station, at 7 o'clock. But yeah, it's a lot of fun. We go out and most of the cemeteries are much worse than this. They're covered over with trees and shrubs and all kinds of stuff, yeah. And we've spent hours. We've done Gibbons and some of them up by Otley. We did Shirie. We did the Mormon Cemetery down in Attica just recently. So we try to, you know, clear them out, dig up what we have, get research on it that we can, and have the stones repaired. Then we're always looking for people to maintain the cemeteries afterwards. Some of them should be maintained by the supervisors or the trustees, but they're really not. So if we can find scout troops, church groups, anybody that would volunteer to mow and keep them up, that's always welcome too. Because the Pioneer Cemetery Commissions, they're a little different than the city cemeteries. You know, they don't really have anybody to take care of them. So
need all the help you can get.
We need the help, yep.
Thanks to Carla Hebler, Marla Suter, and Bev Jones for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.